BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The crew of the Artemis lunar mission is now in the most dangerous part of their 10-day voyage as their Orion space capsule hurtles back towards the Earth. They have now re-entered the Earth's atmosphere and are preparing for a splashdown within minutes in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California. Their spacecraft is travelling at 4,000 kilometres an hour. I beg your pardon, that's 40,000 kilometres an hour. Shaima Khalil is at a watch party at the Columbia Memorial Space Centre in Los Angeles.
I wish you were here to feel it. It is absolutely electric, and you can feel the collective excitement, enthusiasm, anticipation, and I must say also some nerves, because this is a crucial point, but also a very risky point. It's a very special moment that many people here want to witness live.
An Iranian delegation has arrived in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, for talks with the United States aimed at ending the six-week conflict, the highest-level bilateral talks since the Islamic Revolution almost 50 years ago. The US Vice President J.D. Vance is en route to the negotiations. President Trump earlier said Iran's chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz was its only card. Our state correspondent Tom Bateman is in Washington.
They clearly have cards because they have survived a war launched by the US and Israel that was intended to kill them and to bring in regime change, which was very clearly the Israeli objective, was arguably the American objective too, and it hasn't succeeded. So, you know, Mr. Trump, sort of 6 weeks into this war, with now this very tenuous ceasefire, I think has few real objectives that he can point to other than this sort of destruction of conventional weaponry. But even that, some of the American claims, I think, are a bit dubious here.
The office of the Lebanese President Joseph Aoun says that Lebanese representatives will meet their Israeli counterparts at the US State Department on Tuesday to consider the possibility of a ceasefire. Israel's ambassador to Washington has confirmed that formal peace talks with Lebanon will begin. Britain has withdrawn its plan to cede sovereignty of the Chagos Islands in the Indian Ocean to Mauritius after the US failed to formally give its approval. The deal would see the UK pay Mauritius to lease back a joint UK-US military base on the largest island. British government officials have said they're not entirely abandoning the agreement. Joe Pike reports.
In January, President Trump called the plan an act of total weakness, despite previously expressing support for the treaty. The deal would see the UK cede sovereignty of the territory to Mauritius and pay an average cost of £101 million a year to lease back a joint UK-US military base on the largest island.
World News from the BBC. The organisation representing 600 European airports says there will be a shortage of jet fuel for the peak summer travel season unless the Strait of Hormuz is reopened in the next 3 weeks. Some airlines are already introducing fuel surcharges to their ticket prices. The boss of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, has warned there could be a shortfall of up to 50% in supplies. Prince Harry, the younger son of King Charles, has rebutted a defamation claim filed against him in a British court by an African HIV/AIDS charity which he co-founded. David Sillitoe has more.
It was last year that Prince Harry parted company with Centebale, a charity he helped found which offers help to young people in Lesotho and Botswana. It followed a dispute with the chair of the charity. Now Centebale has begun legal action, accusing Prince Harry and another former trustee, Mark Dyer, of being part of what it describes as a coordinated adverse media campaign that it says has caused operational disruption and reputational harm to the charity, its leadership and its strategic partners. A spokesperson for the Duke of Sussex and Mark Dyer says they categorically reject what they describe as offensive and damaging claims.
Brazil says it's agreed to step up information sharing with the United States to combat transnational crime, especially arms and drugs trafficking. The new deal comes despite strained relations between Brazil's leftist government and the Trump administration. A meeting last year between President Lula da Silva and Trump did lead to a reduction in trade tariffs. The latest accord will see the two countries' customs authorities exchange intelligence and tax data. The chairman of the US House Oversight Committee has said he agrees with the First Lady Melania Trump's comments that there should be a public hearing for victims of Jeffrey Epstein. James Comer said that congressional hearings with the victims were always part of the plan. BBC News.